The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stocktake sale on now, in-store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the States. Harley, last week we were talking about a shooting. This morning, multiple stabbings in Idaho.
Yeah, just to prove that you don't need a gun to do an awful lot of damage. This was in Boise, Idaho, at an apartment complex. A 30-year-old man with a knife attacked people, evidently not necessarily those that he had a beef with, just nine people, including six children. Four people are in hospitals with life-threatening conditions. He's from Los Angeles. He's not from Boise, a troublemaker. He was told to leave the apartment complex just 2 days ago. They think that's the reason he did it, just because he was angry. One of the officials there in the town said, "This is the work of a single evil individual."
Certainly right. Well, 3-year-old's birthday party, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, exactly. And there's no reason, you know, for him to do it. That's what happens. You get an evil person, you put a weapon in their hands, and bad things can happen.
That's it. Now, a fugitive's been caught in Georgia with a bonus.
Yeah, it was quite a bonus. The police were looking for a guy named Carlos Suarez Diaz. They went to a very upscale neighborhood. They found the door unlocked to this very nice home. And so they thought, well, the door's open. I think we'll go in. No one was there. They thought they'd wait for him. And then one deputy opened the basement door, and the aroma changed the nature of the case because marijuana is not legal in Georgia. Nearly $1.3 million in pot in the grow house in the basement, and a whole bunch of guns, too. The guy came home. He saw them. This guy's a rabbit. He spotted the cops. He ran. They caught him, put him in handcuffs, somehow managed to slip the cuffs, ran again. But cops can run, too, and they chased him down.
Sounds like he tried to hightail it, Harley.
Yeah, indeed.
It's tragic, wasn't it? Now, tell me, there's a bit of a theme here about robberies and God only knows what. The oldest man robbed.
This is sad. I mean, the man is 112 years old, the oldest man in America.
How old?
The oldest in the world. His name is Richard, 112. Richard Overton is his name. He's the victim of identity theft. His bank account was drained. They got a hold of his social security numbers, his checking account information, and they used his checking account money to buy U.S. savings bonds, evidently by mail order, so to speak, direct, have them shipped elsewhere. And now he's living on donations. They've set up an online fund to try to help him. They said it was a significant amount of money. They don't say how much. That's part of the investigation, but nonetheless, this was a man who was a military veteran, our oldest veteran, in Austin, Texas, and now he's, you know, living on handouts.
Harley, how does a 112-year-old have identity theft? Well, that's beyond me. Anyway, I don't know. It's a strange one to pick on. Great to talk. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you, Michael.
My pleasure. Harley Carnes there in the US. That's a good question. I mean, how does a 112-year-old get his identity stolen? Who else is 112 out there?